MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Coming up in this hour, we're going to lighten the load, taking you to the movies for our cheap movie review. Also, if you like to see famous people get statues, the Golden Globes. I'll tell you who's nominated. Actually, there's some pretty good stuff that's mixed in there. And don't tell me you don't watch any TV, because I guarantee everybody listening to me has some sort of program that they watch. Hopefully it's not some of the trashy reality fare, but if it is, I'm not judging. So, Susan Rice isn't going to have to worry about getting bags under her eyes like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton looks just flat out exhausted and says that she's exhausted, said she's tired of people lying to her when she goes to other countries, and that it was time. It was time for her to do something philanthropic, to look at something else, and to take some time for herself. There was some controversy about who would replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State. Do you remember that controversy? Take a listen.
Susan Rice has done a great job as our ambassador to the United Nations.
I don't trust her in two ways. If she didn't know this was a terrorist attack, then she didn't look very hard. Why do you pick her? What responsibility does she have over the Benghazi conflict? Nobody sent her a request for fortification. Why wasn't the Secretary of State telling us about Benghazi?
What this began as was a spontaneous, not a premeditated, response to what had transpired in Cairo.
So there you go. Those famous words on a Sunday show in the middle of September sank her chances for being the Secretary of State. She remains as the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., however, but she removed her own name from consideration. She said she doesn't want to put the administration through a lengthy, disruptive, and costly confirmation process. This follows weeks and weeks and weeks of massive controversy. You heard how furious Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina was over Rice even being considered. So some are still saying, look, she misled the American people when she said back on the 16th of September that the attack was the result of a spontaneous demonstration spun out of control, and you heard that there. In a written statement, the president called the claims unfair and misleading, but said he accepts her decision. So she sent a letter to Obama and said she remains confident she could have served as an effective Secretary of State, but suggested the process just would have been a dent to the administration. So that's why she decided she wasn't going to do it. Regardless, she is now done with her 15 minutes of massive fame. When everybody was talking about her, she won't be talked about quite as much as she has been the last couple of months. Now it's up to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to actually testify, which she's supposed to do. We'll see if she does it on December 20th about this Benghazi stuff. And that's it then for Clinton, because at the end of the year, she's gone. And that means somebody's got to take her place. It's going to be Senator Kerry. They say it should be a pretty swift, easy process for him. He's got friends on both sides of the aisle, and it shouldn't be a problem to see him just zip through the confirmation process. The current Defense Secretary, Leon Panetta, has said that his wife would like to see him leave public office and retire full-time to California. So now look at these positions that are open. Who are the contenders for this? A few have dropped off because of what happened with General Petraeus. He would have been a natural, excuse me, and he would have had the job. But because of the affairs and the the affair with the biographer and the Washington or the Tampa socialite and all the nonsense that ensued, the lies, the secrets, all the craziness. That was it, and he had to resign. And now he sails off into his personal life and wherever that takes him. So that leaves the door open for a few different people. Somebody from the Pentagon is being considered, and then there's a couple of other names that keep popping up, but nothing definitive yet at this point. And we'll see what those processes are like, because it looks like there's going to be a couple different people in the switchover in the administrations that you're going to have to replace, including the, if you look at Clinton's job, the current White House Chief of Staff, Jack Lew, is saying that he wants to leave his post, and he may be the guy who steps in as the Treasury Secretary, and because Tiny Tim is stepping aside. So there's a big changing of the guard in D.C. We've done shows before where we talked about who should get a pink slip, and I think that was one of the Achilles heels of Obama. Some of the people around him, I believe, were weak, including I am not a big Eric Holder fan. The things that are investigated, the things there with Fast and Furious, and when you want to talk about wastes of money sometimes with the Justice Department and what we're pursuing, you know, I could name about 15 things off the top of my head, including the farcical that took place in Arizona going after the governor, Jan Brewer, for something that was actually way more innocuous. You want to talk about spinning circles over what really was going to be this law that she signed versus the way it was portrayed, to pulling people over, making sure the police were trained in this, and only asking somebody about where they lived and ultimately if they were in the country legally if they had a traffic violation. Not looking around for illegals, not going out there and taking the binoculars out and saying, wow, well, that car, look at that car. It looks like kind of like a low rider. Seems as though those people might not be from here. I hear them speaking Spanish. You know, that whole thing that it was going to be racist to do that. But if really you looked at the law and the way that it was written, it made complete sense, but it never came out that way. And there was so much money, the government suing Arizona. Ridiculous. There was no other way to work that out. Give me a break. Even Jan Brewer really wanted to have the conversations, but they weren't having the conversations. So Eric Holder, to me, should have been booted a long time ago, and he's going to be a holdover guy. He's going to stick around for a while. How long? Who knows? But he's going to stick around for a while. To me, there's a guy that I would have rather have seen go off and retire and do something else rather than stay in his appointed position. So we'll see what those switches are like. All right, as I said, coming up on America Tonight Next, we're going to lighten the load, take you to the movies, do a little Golden Globe stuff, and mix in a few other treats as well. So stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Anyway, aren't they? Take a listen. We're going to do a little cheap movie review. Plus, before that, take you to the Golden Globes. If you are a fan of the movies, maybe you don't care about the statues and that kind of stuff, except for that often, you know, in a world where we rent and stream movies, it's a good indication of what you might like. So it makes sense to kind of pay attention to that because you get a little ideas of what the movies are about, things you might have missed, things that you missed maybe on our cheap movie review. And one of the first ones that you'll hear, and people are talking a lot about this movie, is Django. It's not Django. It's Django Unchained. And remember Pulp Fiction. Well, this isn't like Pulp Fiction, but it is the guy that did Pulp Fiction, back for more, Quentin Tarantino. He is the one behind this movie that's creating a lot of buzz. Take a listen.
What's your name?
Django. The D is silent.
The D is silent. And who you heard there was Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is in this movie, and Kerry Washington is in the movie, and so is the Leonardo DiCaprio is in it too, and it looks like an interesting role for him. Some people think that this movie is crude beyond belief and goes way too far, but then isn't that Quentin Tarantino? He's all about the shock value. So this one's up for an Academy Award, whether it beats out everybody else. It gets in just in the nick of time. I think at the box office it should do pretty well. We move from Django to one movie that I think may win a Best Director nod for it, for Gold Globe anyway, for the director, who is Ben Affleck, and it's called Argo. Take a listen.
Fade in on a starship landing, an exotic Middle Eastern vibe. Women gather, offering ecstatic libations to the sky gods. Argo, science fantasy adventure.
And Argo is about the pretend movie that led to the release of six hostages who were part of the Iran hostage crisis but had gotten out of the embassy and would have surely been killed had he not thought of it, had a CIA agent not thought of a way to get them out by using the ruse of making a movie, which seems so crazy and far-fetched. And once that was unclassified, Jimmy Carter was president then. He was so excited that everybody could find out the story of this agent who came up with a cockamamie idea that worked. It barely worked because they almost got stopped in Iran, but it did work. All right, here's another one. Lincoln, right now in the movie theaters. People will probably go and see it over the break. A lot of people have already gone to see it. Some say it's Daniel Day-Lewis's best, bar none, performance, that this is the best they have ever seen Daniel Day-Lewis for his portrayal of Abraham Lincoln. Take a listen.
Things which are equal to the same thing are equal to each other. That's a rule of mathematical reasoning. It's true because it works, has done, and always will do.
Wow, how hard would that be to have to portray a figure like Lincoln? Sally Field was Mrs. Lincoln, and she heard about the Gold Globe nomination, and she was thrilled beyond belief in her words. She said she was when they woke her up, you know, they try to get these celebrity names and numbers, or they have them. A lot of the editors, the entertainment editors, have them, and they wake them up and let them know that they're nominated or their friends were nominated. So take a listen.
So thrilled and proud to be a part of this film, and I feel so incredibly glad that the Hollywood Foreign Press has recognized every one of us.
And that's who decides on the nominations for the Golden Globe. Then you move from there, and they say that's the forerunner to the Oscar. Seth MacFarlane, the guy behind Family Guy, is hosting the Oscars this time around, and this is the first step in it. So Best Motion Picture, Argo, Django Unchained, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Zero Dark Thirty. Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture, Daniel Day-Lewis, Lincoln, Richard Gere, Arbitrage, I saw that was good, John Hawkes, The Sessions, Joaquin Phoenix, The Master, he's also on that list, and then Denzel Washington for Flight, I saw that, and that was really good. So if you're looking for movies to rent, once it comes out on Redbox or Netflix, look in that direction. Best Performance by an Actress was Jessica Chastain, Zero Dark Thirty. Marion Cotillard, I think is how you say her name, Rust and Bone. Helen Mirren, we know who she is. She was the queen, remember? Hitchcock, Naomi Watts, The Impossible, Rachel Weisz, The Deep Blue Sea. She has been nominated for that. So we move from Gold Globe nominations to what's out at the movie theaters. This one is one we've talked about a lot. We had our movie guy on last week talking about The Hobbit. Here's a little teeny sneak of The Hobbit.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for someone to share in an adventure.
So, this is The Hobbit.
Dwarves are determined to reclaim their homeland.
My name is Bilbo Baggins.
Can we cook him?
I wouldn't risk it. I really wouldn't.
Can you promise that I will come back?
If you do, you will not be the same.
The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. His film is not yet rated. Advance tickets on sale November 7th. In theaters December 14th.
You like that? November 7th, they were selling the tickets, and it was in the theaters just now, knowing how huge it would be, just a reminder of how big this movie is. So they always press you to go to Fandango and order tickets or whatever, because if you want to see the opening, especially in a big area, well, even a smaller area, it's tough on opening day, and a lot of kids will want to see The Hobbit because they saw Lord of the Rings or read the books or whatever. And The Hobbit looks really, really good, I gotta say. If you don't see it in the big screen, I think that it's worth a rental. Mark it down somewhere. Next film is called Any Day Now.
Oh, it's the oldest story in the book. Boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy kicks open the closet door, and finally meets Mr. Right.
I don't know.
What do you want?
You got a kid, right? Loud music ain't good for kids. It hurts their ears.
Mind your own business.
All right, so if you heard that, would you have any clue what that movie is about? The loud music and alternative lifestyles in some sense. And, I don't know, a movie that really hasn't, it's had a few little trailers on the tube, but hasn't gotten a lot of play. It'll be buried alive in all these other movies that are out there that people want to see. With, I just mentioned, Lincoln and whatnot. So this is one, if you want to see it, I would put this on the back burner without a doubt. This is not going to get a big box office. Save the date, however. Different story. Check it out.
When Andrew and I first moved in together, our first night, we had sex in every room in the apartment.
Wow. Got it. It's the problem is that I'm saving myself for marriage, so
I thought you would believe in marriage.
I don't, so I'm going to die a virge. Straight up.
I swear we're not related.
Sarah is the same as sex as Beth is as sex.
Oh, come on. I don't want to know your brain has thoughts like that.
You don't think about that stuff? They're sisters.
Do you think she's going to say yes?
What if you proposed to her after our show?
All her friends would already be there. It'd be the perfect engagement party.
No way.
Like, where would you even get this idea?
Sarah. Will you marry me?
Yes.
A cliffhanger.
We will tell you that there was a marriage proposal. Did she accept, and did the guy have a nervous breakdown in the end? Oh, it sounds like teenage woes. And this is a pre-teen or teenage movie. Don't think too many adults are going to go and see this one. If you go to the movies, please give us a cheap movie review. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa. It's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We hit the final curve here on America Tonight with me, KG. Howdy, everybody. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello.
Very nice transition there. What's on your mind?
Well, ultimately, I wanted to praise you as the greatest hostess of the night. Ultimately, no one will be able to even touch the fold of...
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk!
Oh, hey, you want to fight? Get out here, dude. I'll show you how to let Katie lay the junk. Jeez, get the cat on that, baby.
I love that. That's
just
funny.
I had to call it when you did that judging thing off me. Don't listen. You start messing with our lexicon, you're in trouble. It'll come back and bite you on the tush, and you don't want to be dead, babe.
That's right. Okay. I forget it. I take it back. Let's open the dungeon.
Okay. Good enough. We, don't start messing with our lexicon. We've got to be able to say what we want to say when we want to say.
Ultimate.
And if we get tired of you saying something, we'll tell you about it.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, do you want to hear a joke?
I love when you tell jokes.
This is one that's apropos for now. Barack Obama agrees to everything the Republicans want.
Yes.
That's a joke.
Oh, damn, that is so bad.
Oh, no, crickets. I deserve that. I deserve applause, not crickets. That was great. I mean, that is a joke.
It is a joke, because that's not happening.
It ain't going to happen.
You're absolutely right.
If we really want to have a certain investigation, why don't we quit messing around with this stuff? What did Susan Rice know, and when did she know it? All that bull hockey, and whether she was going to be had to take over Hillary's job and all that other bull hockey. Let's do a little focus on where was Barack Obama in the 7 hours that our people were murdered in Benghazi, and why? Why did we do an investigation on why the press refused? refuses to cover any part of it and has tried to cover it up and sweep it under the carpet. Let's do an investigation there.
I don't understand that, because if you work for the media, especially if you're investigative, you want to, it doesn't matter whether you like the president or you like certain people. You're trying to win awards. You're trying to write books. You're trying to make money.
Wait a minute, Kate. You attended journalism school.
Yeah.
Were your journalism professors with a left-wing bent?
Not all.
You did have some, though.
I did have some, yes,
okay.
Yes.
The majority of the kids graduating from journalist school and becoming journalists all have been indoctrinated, and they infiltrate 99% of the news media. Very few people have the ability to think like you do. It's the freedom as well.
Yeah, it's either
go along or get
yes,
along.
Yes, you are right. You are right. I think there are organizations where there's that. In fact, I can tell you a friend in New York said of the television organization that she works for that they were told not to ever use the word Obamacare because it's a slur, it's negative, don't use Obamacare. Only use Affordable Health Care Act, and then they had all these other regulations about what words they could use and how they could say them. But when at the end of the day, when you looked at all the words and all the things that they were told not to use in copy, it was all with a left bent.
Yep, you're right. Well, look, I've been too long. I'll let you go. But anyway, I'm so glad we got that all settled.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great weekend. And with that, fire up the band, and let's do a little We Can Count. Earlier this week, we had an astronumerologist on the show who told me my name was a powerful name. He said he wasn't trying to butter me up because he was a guest on the show, but that Kate Delaney had Jupiter and Mars in it and all these other things. So there is something to names. They say there's something to names when you name a baby. And the reason I say that is because I just read a story earlier in the day that there was a guy who sold his name to the highest bidder. And how much did he sell his name for? $45,000. The winning bidder paid $45,000, actually $500, to change his surname to Headsets.com. Headsets.com. So the guy's saying, I had an opportunity. My mom's going through a divorce. I don't need this last name anymore. This is a 30-year-old entrepreneur, Jason Sadler. I don't think he's related to Charles in Charge Sadler.
No way.
But he's ditching the Sadler name. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida. And he thought, how am I going to find a new last name? He said, why not just sell it? So he sold off the family surname and instead takes this other name. And the deal is that bidding ended on his website, buymylastname.com, and the winning bidders, I told you the amount they were going to pay. So Sadler will legally assume the new surname decided by the winning bidder and has to change all the official forms of identification. And it'll take a couple of weeks, but then he'll have a new ID. Oh, I don't know. It seems a little crazy, doesn't it? His mother probably loves it, though, that he wanted to ditch his last name. Hey, he's getting divorced. Forget it. I don't need this. I'm just going to pick a different name. It'll make her happy. So that's the end of it. And the new name, what did I say the new name was? Headsets.com. Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, Kate. Bill wants to know how much money he could get for Sneaky Pete Gonzalez.
Sneaky Pete Gonzalez. Maybe $85,000. Maybe that name would fetch a little bit more. It just seems so crazy, doesn't it? I like my last name. I don't think I'm going to put mine up. I wonder if people would snap it up, though. It is kind of a clever idea when you think of the things that people will buy and the crazy things people will do. And, you know, there was somebody that one time shaved their head and had, or shaved part of their head and put the, I think it was the Best Buy symbol for a certain amount of money and walked around with that for a year, kind of like a bizarre mohawk. And, you know, other people have done stranger things for money. As I said, his mother probably feels kind of good about that because of the nasty divorce, he was helping her out in a sense and said he didn't want that last name anymore, so he came up with the idea to do what he did. But I don't know, changing everything legally and then going by some cockamamie name at first might sound cool, but then could get very, very confusing. This story is about a number, about a crazy number, 20-pound tumor. What if you were walking around with a 20-pound tumor? There was an 11-year-old who was accused of being pregnant by school bullies, but really had a tumor that was that big. Wonder if they apologized for saying that. It's the Florida girl's stomach just got huge, and she was just being harassed. They were calling her names and especially saying she was pregnant and all this other stuff. And the girl took a pregnancy test, and it was nothing to do with pregnancy. It was a tumor. The tumor was benign, but the aftermath was pretty rough for her. And she's actually writing notes about what happened and how the people treated her. Oh, that's terrible. A 20-pound tumor. Good thing they found it and removed it, that's for sure.
Looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better. Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Used to be the girlfriend of the current governor of California, Jerry Brown, first time around when he was governor. Yep, and now I don't know what's happened to Linda Ronstadt. I have no idea where he is or where she is. I know where he is, but I have no idea where she is.
Whoops.
Right now. She's probably doing concerts. I mean, it's such a great gig when you're in the music industry, because if you really have passion for singing and playing and whatnot, so you become this superstar for however long, and you're playing big, big places. Then you get to play the medium-sized places. Then you get to play the tiny places. But you still make an awesome living, and you're still playing. Some opt not to do that. John Bon Jovi said he wouldn't, once he can't do like the Meadowlands, then he doesn't want to rock anymore. He doesn't want to go play the tiny places and end up at the fairs, and he doesn't want to be the guy who is like the Rolling Stones, 70 years old and still playing. But hey, I say if people want it, then why not? They can't get no satisfaction from what they're hearing on the radio or in their iPods or whatever, you know, tune into iTunes, downloading stuff. They want to go old school, let them go old school if they can make some money off of it, and they sell out. So somebody goes to see them. You know, it's like Fleetwood Mac is touring who else is? It's there. What's old is new, and then there are people that are younger that didn't hear some of the groups. There's lots of groups I haven't heard, not as an adult, not live, and maybe they're, you know, maybe they can catch a little bit of that lightning in a bottle.
The Who played the 12-12-12 festival.
They did. The Who,
and
really,
it was amazing.
They really did do a decent job. I watched The Who, and as Charles just mentioned, so sometimes you can, you know, they still can go back to performing, and we've seen that that some of these groups will still sell out shows. I went to a Boston concert over the summer, proving the medium theory, in Atlantic City. When I was at the Jersey Shore, my husband, who wouldn't have really heard Boston either when he was younger, he would have been a little bit too young, but liked their music, wanted to go and see them, and we went to see them live, and they were actually pretty decent. It was maybe 5,000-6,000 people probably there. All right, so once again, I've gotten off on a tangent. I said that I would check the mailbag, so let's go to the mailbag.
You've got mail.
Oh, please. Is that from the 80s as well? You've Got Mail. Wasn't that a movie with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks?
You've Got Mail.
Oh, that's so awful. And now we just need that dial-up sound. How does it go? Like, you know, you hear... So slow. It took forever. But that was back when we had patience and we weren't all ADD. So, without further ado, let's check the mail. This from Dave Barr. Hello, Kate Delaney. I love your show. At first, I really couldn't stand it. Now I am so hooked. I'm telling my buddies about it. Expect them to write you notes, too. I dig, dig, diggity, dig. Nice. I nail the score. And I also like your political bent. I think that you give everybody a chance to comment, and I like that. I'm sick of people beating other people up. It's boring radio. And I don't think you do boring radio, so bravo.
Oh, man. Talk radio.
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
It's not boring. We love it. We like it. All right, how about this one from Judge Knapp? Ooh, Judge Knapp. I saw that and I thought, ooh, what am I in trouble for? What did I say? You've been talking about the legalization of marijuana. I will tell you this. I have seen what drugs can do to families, and it's not a pretty sight. You obviously have not witnessed that firsthand. I think the legalization of marijuana is a big, bad thing. Colorado and Washington, good luck dealing with it. Ultimately, and you have used that word many times, Ms. Delaney. He's referring, I'll tell you about it in a second. The feds will come in, swoop in, and shut the marijuana factory down, if you know what I'm saying. Okay, so that was a little confusing, but had family members maybe that struggled with drugs and is saying what I was talking about before, it's a gateway drug. He's using the word ultimately because I got an email the other day, and it was a brilliant email, and I actually wrote back and said it was a brilliant email that pointed out the fact that I was using the word ultimately one night, and who knows how many nights in a row, too many times. One of the listeners decided that was a crutch word for me, and they didn't want to hear it anymore. I don't want to hear you say that word. I can take criticism. I thought it was good. The way that the email went, it was RB who said, ultimately, let's put that overused word in the dungeon, please, 25 times an hour. I bet if you listen to people, I'm going to do this because he brought that up. I'm going to listen to some other talk shows, including Rush. I'm going to see if I can catch any kind of crutch words. Oh, maybe that's a boring idea. How about this one from Caitlin? I like like America tonight, but I don't like Nail the Score. Who cares about football? Why do we talk about football? It'd be like talking about celebrity gossip, which, congratulations, you don't do hardly at all, because I don't care about Lindsay Lohan or Blake Lively or any of the other young stars, except for you obviously know them, which is interesting. However, Susan Rice withdrawing from Secretary of State, bravo. I think it was long overdue. She should have ended the charade way back in October when you realized she was pinning her hopes on nothing. Nobody would have confirmed Susan Rice. Sincerely, talk to you again. The Susan Rice saga did go on too long. She did realize she was becoming a major distraction. She was seeing herself on the tube every 5 seconds, and everybody was talking about it. It was smart to withdraw. Could have been done earlier. But I think she really wanted the gig, so she was trying to hang in there. You know, when you really want something, everybody's telling you that you can't get it, you're not going to get it. Oh, too bad, so sorry. The woman has a ton of education. She went to Stanford and went to Oxford and did all the right things and isn't used to losing. She's not used to losing. She lost it, though, when Graham constantly made it an issue and John McCain made it an issue and the president tried to defuse it. He probably made it worse by saying, come after me. So there was no way. She was not going to get confirmed. Some people would have voted for it, but not enough to push her over the top. So she did the right thing by just, let's end the year out of this whole thing and just stay in her gig as the U.S. ambassador for the U.N. Smart move. Chris, hello, America Tonight and all the other listeners. I want to tell you that I am very surprised that Bill Clinton says that his wife is not going to run for the mayor of New York City. Do you think it's because Bill would like to be the mayor of New York City? If this was 250 years ago, you probably could be president and then be mayor of a city. No. Once you get the highest gig, you can't go backwards. Hillary needs a break. That's what the deal is. Maybe she'll run for president. I'm not sure. She looks like she's checked out from politics. I think that this was her last hurrah as Secretary of State. Any thoughts? You can send them to me. You know how you do that? Just go to americatonight.net and click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.